So here's an example of how you know all things. You say, Lord, what was that about? Somebody showed up, said they were in love and all that, and it started out in lies, and how'd I get pulled into that for a short period of time, and what is the future, and what's going to happen next, and what's happening now? And so what's happening now? How did I get into it? Why did I allow it? Or why did I just step into it? And what's the future? And so he already gave us the answer. You already know the answer. Lord, was it love? No, it wasn't love. Because it's based on lies. Well, what was the motive? Well, if it wasn't love and it was based on lies, the motive, there's only one choice. The love of money is the root of all evil, to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, yeah. And then you say, Lord, well, how did I get in the middle of that? Well, you were idle, just like David was idle. You were idle. Oh, so what's happening now? You just woke up to the truth, and you saw the contradictions, and you stepped away. And what's going to happen now? Oh, well, just like you already know what's going to happen. Just like Hosea and Gomer. Gomer always goes back into trouble and slavery, and they always try to come back and try to get back in. But you've already seen the game, and you see what happened to Gomer. She just keeps staying in her cycle, her repeat cycle. So be glad you escaped a bullet, you know. And hopefully you learn from the last time, and you train other people that when they're idle and they're not about it, you know, because from July to December, I was just going to work, going home, sleeping. You know, I was idle, I wasn't doing anything. So tell other people that while you're here, you can't be idle. Because if you're idle, it's the devil's workshop. And so I was relaxing and resting because of 10 years. I thought, well, I need a vacation. And I took July, August, September, October, November, December, January. I took a lot of months off. I was just idle. I worked a full-time job. So he already knows. You already know that this is how you know all things. So if you start asking the questions, you already have the mind of Christ. He's already telling you. Well, Lord, what's happening now? Well, the devil is a liar. The devil's a murderer. The devil's still kill and destroy. And the devil's a multi-layer chess master. And so what he's trying to do is just get you to live in the past or live in regret or live in anger or bitterness or something. And so you forgive. And you go about your business. You forget the past, claim the blood, move on. You already have the answers. And, well, why did it happen? Well, I told you. You were idle. You've seen it before. The game was already played before. You've seen it 1,000 times. You've read it in the Bible. You've seen it in the movies. You've seen it in the cartoons. You've seen Wally Cody wants to vampire off a roadrunner. Okay. And it's a fractal. It's all happening now, right? So what's going to happen now on the other end? So you'll just chase another one and do it again with somebody else. And it just keeps crashing and burning because they're not able to look at the inside. It just keeps crashing and burning. Oh, yeah. I've seen that before. And it'll just be the flesh versus the flesh. And people will run from the truth. Because if somebody's living in lies for most of their life and they still want to live in lies, they'll stay in lies. It's a 99% chance they stay in lies. And it is what it is. So that's how you can answer your own questions. Compare it to Scripture. Lord, why did I get into that? How did I get tricked? Not really tricked. Why did I want to... I knew the truth, but why did I step into it? Because you were idle. You had an idle mind. And that's what gets you in trouble. Well, what's the future? Just go back to the normal. Don't get bitter and don't let the devil make you bitter or in unforgiveness and all that. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't even know what they're doing. Just like, how do I forgive them? Just how do I let it go? Just like I did on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, okay. So what's my next venture? What's my next experience or experiment? Almost like an experiment down here in 3D. What's my next adventure? Same as always. Give out the gospel. Keep yourself healthy. And find you a hobby. And just keep doing what you're doing. Okay. And that's it. That's how you solve your problems. That's how you don't need a counselor. Because if you're saved, you don't need a counselor. Because you already know. You know all the Bible stories. You know about Delilah. You know about Jezebel. You know about Gomer. You know about Adam and Eve. You already know. You've lived it before. You say, well, Lord, it's the same pattern that I saw this one. And it's the same pattern. Right. So there's nothing new. Did you make it through that one? Yeah. Well, it's easy button. You already know what the deal is. You already know the game. You already know what they're up to. You already know what they're doing. They're trying to fill a void, right? From addictions to chasing men. So they're going to keep trying to fill the void until they get born again. That's right. Oh, yeah. So when Gomer tries to get back in, what do you tell him? Tell him to go to God. Tell him to go to God. Tell them you can't build a life on lies. You can't build a life on lies. You can't build a relationship on lies. You can't build a business on lies. You can't build anything on lies because it always crashes and burns. Well, what if they never learn it? Don't worry about it. That's their choice. They made their choice. You're going to stand at the bema seat of Christ, and each person individually has to face God, so you have to face God. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing because they've already made their choice. Okay, all right. So why would I be a target? Because you were idle. You've always been a target, but you've been a target forever since you were born, really, since you were a child. But you just got idle, and you were not really vigilant. You wasn't expecting it because you didn't think that it's just like Samson and Delilah. You didn't think Delilah was targeting you because they always work with other people, you know? Yeah, nobody works alone if they're weak, right? If it's a flesh creature, a base nature creature, a low vibration creature, they never work alone. And they do have people help, and they end up fighting each other and destroying each other, and they just go on to the next one. So, yeah, seen the game 1,000 times. You got the mind of Christ. You already know what's going on. You already know the drinking and the partying and all that's going to just keep going until they finally just can't do it anymore. They get sick. I actually saw people drink themselves almost to death. Their liver went out, and they went to the emergency room. They got their liver fixed, and then they left the emergency room and the treatment in the hospital for a week, and then they went right back to drinking because they can't stop. They have no identity. They have no identity. So addiction is to try to... Addictions are like trying to walk in the spirit without having the spirit, taking the energy of the flesh and trying to make it spiritual. That's all it is, a coping mechanism. Okay. All right, Lord. Well, I think I'm healed. Yeah, I think you faced your shadows and you admit your shadows and you've analyzed your shadows and you faced off with them. And so now the past is the past. It don't exist anymore. Everything is the now. You live in the now. And so I'm telling you this to help somebody who might down the road. I'm going to upload this to my website. This might help you down the road because it's really easy. You don't have to mull over it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to examine it. You already know the answer. You already know what's happening. You already know. You already know. Whether they're paid, whether an agent, whether demon possessed, it doesn't really matter. It's the end game is the same. Somebody told me yesterday, the end game is the same. Doesn't matter if it was a con game to steal property. It doesn't matter if they're selfish. Either way, the selfish, if it was just selfishness and not a con game, the end result would have been the same. So it doesn't matter the motive, the end result is all the same. If it's real agape love and truth and a real connection thing that's based on God's word and truth, it wouldn't go into chaos, you know. It would be slow and steady, and it would never end. Anything that ends is usually demonic, because it wouldn't end if it's in truth. The only thing that ends is lies, you know. Wally Cody's a liar, and Wally Cody always destroys himself.